I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you with us again. And let us start this beautiful day with a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. We thank you that we have the privilege to wake up and stand up again. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this new morning. I thank you that we can start afresh with you. I thank you for your word that tries to speak to us. And I pray, help us to allow the word of God to really change the way we think, change the perspective we have on life and also on you. Amen. Maybe you came by train to this place here, and maybe you will go by train to your workplace or to university or to your school. I used for decades in my life, I used every day I used the train to come to go to the place I was in school or in university. And right now we have not only in Munich, but also in whole Germany, we have big projects that try to repair or to construct new track railroads and tracks for trains. And we see in the newspapers, we talk a lot about those projects, how could they maybe done so much better. And so we see that there is massive planning needed for those projects, because we do not want to reach a place in any time or at any time or in any way. We do not want to reach any place, but we want to reach a certain place in a certain amount of time and at a certain time. So we want to be very sure we reach a certain place to a certain time. And that's the same in life. We do not just want to survive. You did not come, or you did not switch on your mobile to hear that podcast to survive. We do not just want to survive. That's not our biggest problem these days. But we want to live a life of fullness, the life that God promised us, the life that Jesus died for and paid for. This is the life we want to have. And this is a life that I want to compare this morning with a track for a train that goes on two iron lines, on two rails. And we find those two rails described as faith and love in 2 Timothy 1, verse 13, where Paul writes to Timothy at the end of his life and gives him instruction and encouragement about many, many things. And he says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 13, "What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus." So very easy and simple verse, but that is very deep. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. So we have the two iron lines, the two rails, as faith and love. And the first point I want to make is faith. But faith in what? Faith must be in the Word of God. We have here that Paul started this verse with, "What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching." So there is a pattern of sound teaching. Sound teaching has a pattern. Pattern means it's not the way you choose. It's not just the way you feel. It's not just the way you wish. This is not just the way you imagine, not the way your culture is feeling or thinking about certain things, but it is that I look into the rail of God and railroads of God, into the iron lines of God that actually want to bring me to the right destination. And the Bible is our only reliable source of supernatural knowledge. There is no other. And we try so many times to find direction and help and strength, encouragement in earthly ideas, wishes, and desires. But many times they leave us in the dark about God's promised glory for our lives. And even in prayer, I can be so self-focused on my own ideas, on my own wishes, prayer requests, my own feelings, the circumstances that lead me to a special atmosphere right now in my life, that oftentimes are so self-focused. They leave me in the dark about God's glory He has for me. And even spiritual books can lead me sometimes not into the glory that God has for me. Oftentimes spiritual books are puzzle pieces that somebody found. But why not look at God's whole revelation? So here in this book you find everything you need. Maybe not every answer to any question you have, but everything you need you find in that book. Because it's the whole revelation that God gave us to find that supernatural life. And it's so precious if we have faith in the Bible, if we search through the Bible to find what are the iron lines that lead me to the destination that God planned my life. And oftentimes, the way we feel, the way we are used to think is so different than the way that God wants to lead us. And I invite you to open Romans 6, a chapter that is very dear to me in the last few days and weeks, because it talks about those new iron lines, about that new track God wants to set us in. So God wants to let us change our tracks. And He describes it in Romans 6 with the following verses. I read the verses in chapter 6 from 1 to 4. And Paul says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." So Paul is here talking about baptism. But baptism, if you look carefully, not the normal baptism we have just in water as a sign and a symbol, but we just read that in verse 3, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus?" So we know the picture of baptism, that people are drowned into water. But that baptism in water is just an outward sign of a deeper spiritual meaning. And here he compares it that when we receive Jesus, this verse more says that Jesus receives us. So it's both directions, but it's the picture that Jesus is the new dimension we dive into. And so he says that we have been baptized into Christ Jesus. So now Christ Jesus is our new reality. It's the new, like the new dimension we live in. It's like we changed from earth to moon. There are totally new, it's a new way of living. You need many things on earth that you do not need on the moon. Like there's many, many also physical powers are very different. And so he says, it's not just that God wants to repair your life or change your life a little bit. No, he talks about death and life. So he talks about a whole new bundle of trails. So he has new trails for you. And oftentimes the mistake that we do is we think and we pray or we even fast that God would change my old rails. And God has not planned to do that. So if I think God would change my life a little bit so that I can feel a little bit better, it could be that I will wait centuries. Because God has planned not to do that. But we just read, I read in verse 3 again, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So when we start with Jesus, the first thing is death. And this is so important to know. Death, later on he talks about that life of sin. Not just the sins that I produce, but a principle of life called sin. It is the normal human life apart from God. It's not just that I have been a murderer that I have been a robber and God's words tells me I should not kill, I should not steal, I should not lie. Those are all products and fruits of that principle called sin. Those are the sins and the principle of sin. And so it's so important to realize that many of us, we do not even know. Because Paul asks his hearers, or don't you know? Many of we do not know. We think the gospel is about forgiveness only. Forgiveness is a part of the whole picture. And the whole picture is not just forgiveness, so that I can live on a little bit better and feel a little bit better, because I know God really loves me and really he really forgave me. And he takes down the burden off my shoulders. No, it's much more. It is life with Jesus. And this is so a big difference. If I'm only talking about forgiveness, and I tell you, yes, receive forgiveness and be happy about forgiveness, and change your rail tracks a little bit, change the way you feel about yourself a little bit, or if the Bible tells us, call that debt and come into a whole new bundle of rails. This is so completely different than day and night or death and life. And we see that the first thing we need is knowledge. We need to know, because many of us, we do not know that God actually has a totally new track for us. And the second thing is, we find in verse 11, it says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. We need to count ourselves, or in other words, believe that it is true for you right now. No matter how your past has been, no matter how you feel right now, no matter how your circumstances are right now, God has a whole new track for you that he tries to bring you over or into. And this is so precious. Let us not just talk and think about forgiveness, but about a life with God. And that new track is described in 2 Timothy 1 verse 13 with the words in Christ. It is that close relationship, that close communion with Jesus Christ himself. It's not a life that you can live by your own powers. The Christian life is no life you have any resources for by yourself, but is a whole new life, supernatural life that wants to grow inside of you. And the second iron line is love. We just read in 2 Timothy 1 verse 13, in love and in faith. So in love is the second iron line that we need to learn so much. And I have one major key that I found with Jesus. Nearly any moment that I find myself in where my soul tells me, oh, things are not going well, people are not treating you right, you deserve so much more in life, all those lies that the soul oftentimes tries to convince us of. Normally, the key that nearly always brings me victory is the key of love. And I ask myself, or the Holy Spirit asks me, Bernd, are you in selfless love? That normally brings us out of all the lies of the soul or of the devil immediately. Because I myself, I am in contact with people all the day. So I start my day with my wife. Then oftentimes I see my kids in the morning, not always, but sometimes. Then I drive to work, and all the day in school, in my workplace, I am confronted with people. They have questions, I need to do something, they need to do something. So there's communication in my whole day, from morning to evening to night. There's communication all the time. And sometimes everything's fine, but sometimes people annoy me. Sometimes people annoy my soul because I want to have my rest. I want to not be, I do not want to be in contact and communication all the time. My soul does not like that too much. But it's my life. And so I need to train and teach my soul how to live in God's way. And so all the time, when the lights of the soul come, I teach my soul the way to live with Jesus. The iron line I need to come back to is selfless love. So I do not ask in the first place what does serve me, but in the first place, what does serve my next. And this is such a great, secret and key. If we would only learn that deeper, what it means and how precious and how important it is to come back into selfless love, we would not have so many prayer requests that God would change this person or that person that annoys me, that does not give me my rights. But if I would only realize that God is living inside of me and God's nature is selfless love. Not to ask in the first place about my rights, about my desires, my needs, but to trust that the Holy Spirit, the new life inside of me, provides for everything that my soul needs. No human being has the calling to fill out my needs. No, it's the Holy Spirit that came inside of me, that not just wants to repair and heal my soul a little bit here and a little bit there. No, He has a whole new set and bundle of rails that He wants to put me in. And this is maybe the one of the most important mysteries and secrets that we can find. Is not pray to God to change my life a little bit, but to ask His word how He described new life with Him. And then decide, and as we read in verse 11, that we count ourselves dead to sin. That's a way of live that many of us, we do not know, and we not even dare to believe that it's possible to live without the bondage of sin. And sin is not just stealing or killing. Sin is a life separated from Jesus, where we live in our own knowledge, in our own wisdom, in our own power, in our own desires. But to come out of that and to come into that railroad and into that track of God, and then to a track of supernatural living. And this is what the Bible invites you into this morning. Yeah. Let us know the Bible. Let us know God's plan, that there is a new life inside of us that we should concentrate on, and that we should count ourselves that this truth is actually for me today. It's actually for you today. It's not because I have done something good so that it works for me. No, it is because Jesus died on the cross. And the moment that you receive that Jesus died on you for you, on the cross, that moment, that new track is available for you. It's not after 10 years of getting a good Christian. No, it's the second you invite Jesus into your heart and you decide to live with Him. And this is the invitation this morning. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this wonderful morning. I thank you for your word, that we can know your word and that we can read your word over and over again, that we can study your word. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you give us new desire, that we actually know the way to live with you. And many of us, and I oftentimes do not know, because I do not love and appreciate your word as it is due. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you help us to believe and count ourselves as dead to sin and alive to you. That I know and I teach myself, yes, I am able to live with you. I am able to live with the confidence. I am able to live with peace in my heart. I am able to live with love in my heart. I am able to live in forgiveness, no matter the circumstances, no matter the things people did to me. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can grow into that. And I thank you for the secret of selfless love, that you show us how to live victoriously. In Jesus' name, amen.